So I just finished the call with a client that I'm helping improve his resume and LinkedIn profile. And there was a point in this conversation that got him really surprised. And that was the point where I talked about the fact that his work experience is not really the most important thing in his resume. And he was like, "Oh, really? Is that really the case?" And I told him, yes, and here's why. The people who are reading your resume, the decision makers, the hiring managers, the people with decision-making powers over hiring you or not, will not care about your work experience until they understand exactly who you are and how you can help them. Now, sure, some resumes, since they are not using the strategies that I use, the people who wrote those resumes are not taking advantage of the most important part of the resume, which is the summary, which is the open text portion of your resume where you can write anything you want. That's where the magic happens. That's where you sell them on why they should care about you. But since people don't know how to do this, they just, you know, throw some generic stuff there. "Hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I am, I don't know how many years old. I've been doing whatever for I don't know how long. And I'm really excited and I'm a team player and I do whatever it takes. And I'm really looking forward to do I don't know what." So no wonder people will skip that summary and will go straight to the work experience. So you're making them basically have to work for understanding why they should hire you. So instead, what you should do is to immediately give them plenty of good reasons why you are special. And you start to look special when you are different. And here's how you can be different. You're different when you immediately focus on their most painful problems. See, there's no better way to make someone trust you than to say to them and describe to them the problems that they go to bed thinking about it. They wake up thinking about those problems. And when you're able to describe those problems in ways that they could not even imagine, that's where they think, "Oh my God, where have you been? I need you." Now, of course, that you can describe a problem, but you might not be able to solve it. So that's the second part. The second part is when you provide them with some ideas on how you are able to solve those problems. You're not telling them exactly how, but you're telling them that, hey, these 2 to 3 areas are the areas of focus that can bring the most progress on solving these problems. And I will be happy to share some of the strategies that I've been working on and getting great results at for the past 5 years, 10 years, not sure. So call me and let's get to work. So that's the point where they go to the work experience just so they can reassure themselves of why are you so great. Like, "Oh my God, okay, I need to see where this person has been working on to get to this level where they're able to provide me with this extraordinary results." See, more than price, more than the salary that you're going to ask to get the job, that's not the deal-breaking point. Because the deal-breaking point is actually making a decision. Remember that the decision maker will also have to justify and explain why they hired you in the first place. So they will have to tell other stakeholders why hiring you was actually the best thing that has ever happened to that company. So guys, use the summary, sell your story, sell your skills, make them intrigued, make them curious enough to pick up the phone, call you and say, "Hey man, let's talk." Share this podcast with someone who needs to hear this. Share your comments. Reach out to me. I am Bruno Coelho. I'll see you in the next episodes, guys.